President Bush toured and spoke at Holy Redeemer Institutional Church of God in Christ. That's a fast-growing, predominantly African-American church in Milwaukee, which runs several schools, including ones for voucher students. In recent years, Holy Redeemer has branched into housing, work training, and other services. President Bush says if the Senate would pass a bill already okayed by the House, more religious organizations could receive government aid. Mr. Bush tried to soothe some concerns about the measure.
We'll ask for accountability. Of course we'll ask for accountability. We should ask for accountability, whether it be taxpayers' money or donations in the plate. There ought to be accountability. And obviously we're not going to use taxpayers' money to promote religion. But we should use taxpayers' money to help people change their lives so that they can realize the American experience and the American dreams.
Bush quotes Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle as being in favor of the faith-based initiative's idea. But Annie Laurie Gaylor of the Freedom From Religion Foundation and its newspaper Free Thought Today says there are good reasons the Senate has been reluctant to pass the bill. Gaylor this year won a major legal case against direct state payments to the social services agency Faith Works Milwaukee. Gaylor says trying to gauge the success rate of Faith Works was like trying to nail Jell-O to a tree.
And we felt that that was a huge amount of taxpayer money that was wasted when there are proven programs, secular programs that work.
Gaylor also says the president should stop promoting religious voucher schools in the wake of last week's Supreme Court ruling for the Cleveland voucher system. But in Milwaukee, Mr. Bush said vouchers give poor parents a choice for their kids and push public schools to do better. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.